We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but according to Jeff Passan, Major League Baseball season could be on the verge of shutting down. We'll go deep on that in about 20 minutes. Right now, Doran Dickerson, our 93.7 The Fan football analyst, good day to talk to him with all the Pitt news and Antonio Brown suspension coming down. Plus, at this time last Friday, I was getting ready to go over Doran's house to watch the opening night game between the Pirates and Cardinals. And that is when the puke heard around the world occurred after that game ended. I did wait until the game was over, but then it got really bad and really ugly, and I have apologized profusely on the air over and over about it, and I'm going to do it again, Doran. I'm so sorry that I yacked all over your backyard last week.
Yeah, Andrew, it happens. I get it. I mean, but it usually happens whenever we're like, you know, 23, 24 years old. So I was surprised that you threw up. I mean, I was watching you, you know, I was glancing over at you, and then I was watching a game, glancing over at you, and then you just kept profusely sweating. I'm like, what is up with him? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you got up and just yacked all over my yard, and I looked at your wife, and I was like, is this real? And I immediately busted out laughing, and my significant other and your wife weren't laughing, but I was literally almost on the ground crying in tears because I know how bad that is going to affect you mentally that you threw up at my house.
I got to really keep my status as the guy who hasn't thrown up around the other guys here of the three of us, Doran, because I have been witness to you in your worst possible situation.
What?
You didn't throw up in my car, but I'll tell you what, you left a trail of crumbs across the Penn State campus a couple of years ago.
Chris, that was our icebreaker. You know, we just started doing some shows together, and that was literally the worst I've ever felt in my life. It came out from a wedding in Florida, and I was in bad shape, and you saw me at my worst, and now, you know, our relationship has grown from there, but that memory will always be between us, and that was a bad time in my life. That was horrible.
Doran, this is a bad time in Antonio Brown's life, although we did get some clarity today. 8-game suspension with the threat that it could be longer. This pending civil suit hasn't been completely clarified yet. What do you think? 8 games, good suspension, bad suspension, right suspension by the NFL?
I think that's a good suspension. I mean, for what the whole suspension was for, I mean, you know, him putting himself in all these situations was, you know, not that it was, you know, we've seen Antonio Brown flip out. We've seen him do some crazy stuff. But, I mean, from a guy that go from being so elite and, you know, have the, you know, the world by the you-know-what, and then just fall, you know, rock hard to the bottom, you would think that he would have some better judgment from where he was at. You know, I mean, he could be a Steeler right now. He could retire a Steeler, be one of the greatest receivers to ever play the game. He still might be regarded in that aspect. But, I mean, you know, it's just terrible to see a guy fall so hard like he did. But 8 games, I mean, you know, it's half the season. I feel that, you know, if he's always going to be in shape. We know that. He's one of the hardest workers that have ever really played the game. So he's going to be in shape, and maybe somebody will pick him up after that. And I think that's fair. I think 8 games is almost more than fair.
Well, there's the fact that the NFL has sort of left open the idea that they could suspend him even more, which I don't like, Doran. But I'll leave that where it is. What do you think is the chance that a team does pick him up? Like, if you had to put a percentage on it, you think it's more likely than not? Are we talking better than 50-50? Where do you fall on that?
I say 50-50. I think that people will monitor him throughout the season. And that all has to do with injuries, too. I mean, we don't know. There's a lot of uncertainty with this whole COVID issue, uncertainty with the season, how many guys are they going to carry. I mean, it's just so much unknown that guys could go in there not in shape, guys can go in there, tear ACLs, get hurt, and, a team might need some wide receiver depth or might need a playmaker. So we'll see, in mid-October if what teams are going to need what. And I know Antonio Brown's going to be high on somebody's list because he is that guy that could come right in and play. He's always going to be in shape, and he's always going to have those attributes of being a really good receiver. That won't go away. So he will be reliable in that aspect by whenever that comes at that point in the season. So I say it's about 50-50. I give it 50-50.
Speaking of being in good shape, do you think Mueller could beat Big Ben in a 10K?
See, and Chris, I don't think anybody has knew this, but 3 years ago, whenever we did the Panther pregame, you looked at me and you said you think that you could beat Antonio Brown in a 10K. And I kind of looked at you and I was like, are you kidding me? You're like, listen, he doesn't train the way the 10K runners train, and I train like a 10K runner. So that's Antonio Brown. Now, Ben Roethlisberger, I think Ben Roethlisberger will himself to beat you.
Oh!
Well, even though you might train hard and your body is probably more of a marathon 10K runner than Ben's is, there's something to athletes, especially elite athletes, that they want to make a point. If they have to make a point, they would do anything they possibly can until their last breath to make a point. I'm the exact same way. If there's a sport that I have to do that involves a lot of effort, I will go to my last breath just to make a point. And I think Ben would will himself to beat you.
I don't know. I thought you'd be
You're
on my
breath,
side,
Chris.
There, Doran, but no.
What was that?
No, I mean, I thought Doran would be on my side, but that's all right. I get made fun of for the 9 straight threes thing, but I know that the 9 straight threes thing happened because I did it. And, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Ben hasn't had any kind of lingering injuries that, make it painful to run for a long distance, and maybe he could hang in there for 5K. What? Maybe he would beat me. I am pretty damn confident that if he and I lined up to do a 10K, I would dust him.
Wow. That's not even a win. That's not even by a nose, Doran. He's saying blow him out.
I don't think he would be at least 5 minutes behind me, in my opinion.
The thing is right here is I'm 50-50. Like, Chris, I'm not taking your side. The only thing that is keeping me towards Ben, leaning towards Ben, is that I've seen him win Super Bowls. I've never seen him win a 10K. I've seen this guy win 2 Super Bowls, go to 3. I've seen him get drafted in the first round. I've seen him play 16 years in the NFL. I've never seen you run a 10K, so I have to go with Ben right now.
Good points. Doran Dickerson with us. Doran is a Pitt man. What is your reaction to the revamped Pitt schedule, Clemson there, and also Notre Dame?
Well, that is, at first I was like, oh, Pitt got shafted. Typical, Pitt and not getting over the hump. And obviously this is a big year for Pitt. And, they have all these guys coming back on defense. And this looks like a prime year for them to make a statement. And then they have the realignment of the conference. They play Clemson. But that's what happens whenever you have guys on watch list, preseason All-Americans. All these award watch lists of, every guy in your defense. It's like, hey, prove it. I get it. And I'm sure that all those guys are willing to go out there and prove it. Why wouldn't you want to play against Clemson? Why wouldn't you want to play against Notre Dame? Why wouldn't you want to go to Florida State and play in Florida State? Why wouldn't you want to play Louisville? That's what I want to do as a player. I want to prove it on the biggest stage against the best players in college football. So the players-wise, I know that they're going to be ready. But, that's what happens whenever you have a lot of guys coming back and you have a lot of hype around you. People want to see if you're for real or not. And I feel the ACC came down to her like, listen, I think that one of the best games against Clemson, who's going to be the best team this year, is probably going to be Pitt. And that's what people want to watch. So, that's kind of a tip to the hat to the Pitt coming into this year. So I like it. I think that they'll rise to the occasion and compete at the highest level. They got the guys to do it. They got a lot of guys coming back, like I said. Narduzzi in a 6 year, it's time to roll. So I'm excited to watch it.
Doran, with this new schedule, it's obviously not going to have like that usual sort of run-up slate of non-conference games of FCS or just lesser opponents. What's an acceptable number of losses for this team? Because with how bullish they are, and you sound like you're pretty bullish on the roster that's returning, and I admit that I think their defense should be really good, if they're as good as they think they are, I only think there are two games on that schedule, maybe three tops, Louisville and Notre Dame and then Clemson, that I think are quote-unquote acceptable losses. What say you?
I totally agree with you, Chris. I was about to say three losses. I think they could sneak out, you know, maybe a Notre Dame. They always play Notre Dame very well. Clemson.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is the Notre Dame Pitt thing, Doran?
Because everyone hates Notre Dame.
I can't stand Notre Dame. Notre Dame was one of those colleges that offered me in high school, and I told them, don't offer me, offer somebody else, because I'm not going there.
Wow.
And I don't like Notre Dame, but I think that, I don't know, that's a great question. I remember when we played Notre Dame and Wanstead and Charlie Weiss, you know, they were, you know, really, the competition was between them more than us because they were NFL guys, and, you know, there's a lot of hype around Notre Dame. That's a great question. I don't know what the whole back and forth is between Pitt and Notre Dame, but, I mean, it's awesome. It's really, it's somewhat of a rival. I mean, I remember Tyler Pelka throwing, what, six touchdowns at Notre Dame, and we know what happened after that, but, you know,
he was
a lot of
very proud of his team.
Against, yes. A lot of good games have been played against Pitt and Notre Dame, so I like the whole, I like them coming back on the schedule this year.
Doran, do you think Shady McCoy has anything left in the tank, your old teammate? Do you think he can go to Tampa and make the Bucs offense better?
Yes, I do. You know, Shady's a guy that, you know, growing up with him, knowing him since I was 15, you know, the guy barely even lifted weights whenever we were at Pitt. I'm not even going to lie. You know, he barely, he did obviously participate in the drills, but he didn't have to. He was such a natural football player. You ever see a guy and you're like, that guy was born to play that? He was born to play running back. And I think that he has got himself into a really good shape and really has taken his training very serious as he's gotten into the NFL and as he's grown as a veteran. So I think he's going to be in great shape, and they can use him on third downs and give him that spark that they're going to need in certain situations. I'm sure Tom Brady likes the signing, and Bruce Arians and all those guys down there, they're probably welcoming him with arms and say, hey, let's roll. Let's go.
Doran, this is a question more about baseball because that's what's going on right now, but it'll become applicable to the NFL if they can get their season started because they're not going to do a bubble. You have the unique perspective of the three of us here of actually having been a young guy who was a professional athlete in his early 20s, I'm sure feeling invincible and understandably so because you've always been pretty much among the best of the best at what you did. How tough can you go back in your mind and try to imagine what it would have been like for you to maybe know that you had to not go out during the season? You had to be sort of sequestered. You had to be all football, nothing else. Would you have been able to do that the way baseball players haven't been able to so far?
See, yeah, baseball is so much different than football because we only traveled, you know, like once a week. So we would get there on Saturday and we'd leave Sunday. Baseball's traveling how many days a week? So you're really on the road all the time. And that's tough. That, you know, as a football player, I mean, yeah, I would go to my apartment, I'd practice and go back to my apartment because I was so focused on what I needed to do throughout the week that, up to, for my preparation to game time until Sunday or Saturday. So that's tough for baseball and for basketball too because, you know, you want to explore some cities. If I was Toronto and I got a chance to come to Pittsburgh, I want to check Pittsburgh out. I want to see what a Pirani Brothers sandwich tastes like. You know, I'm gonna adventure out and see what some of the things Pittsburgh has to offer. If I was the Toronto Blue Jays and that scenario happened, I would go out because I'm going to be here for a while. What am I going to do, sit in the hotel? No. But, it's tough discerning that MLB from the NFL or college or football because they travel so much. I would probably have a tough time if I was a baseball player.
All right, Doran Dickerson, 93.7 The Fan Football Analyst. Thank you, Doran.
Thanks, guys.
For letting me use your backyard as a toilet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.